So in this scenario, you have an elderly patient who presents with two scaly lesions on the dorsal surface of his left hand. On examination, the patient has pigmented irregularities to both hands with areas of telangiectasia to the dorsal surfaces and with generalized skin thinning present. Now, both lesions are 5 millimeters in diameter. The rough scaly surface is pink, it's flat, and it matches the patient's skin type. What is the likely diagnosis? So the answer to this question is that this scenario is describing an actinic keratosis. Now, actinic keratosis occur as a consequence of cumulative long-term sun exposure. Actinic keratosis do have the potential to become malignant, and it is quoted that the presence of 10 actinic keratoses are associated with a 14% risk of developing an SCC. So the cumulative risk can obviously be higher, but the general risk is quite low. And in terms of this scenario, the distribution is very much in keeping with AKs, as the areas are often sun-exposed areas, which include the head, the neck, forearms, and hands. Now, with actinic keratoses, there is often a background of significant sun damage to the skin, which I've attempted to describe in this scenario with the pigment irregularity, with the telangiectasia. You can also get erythema and a yellow papillarity to age-related or sun damage-related skin. Now, lesions generally, when it comes to actinic keratoses, they have very similar appearances and rarely do they exceed 1 centimeter. So they're generally less than 10 millimeters in diameter, which was the case in this scenario. You get this rough scale that's present, and it's often surface scale, which means that they're more likely to be felt than they are to be seen. And although actinic keratoses are flat and rough, there are, of course, variations to actinic keratoses. So you can get erythematous ones where they're more red and they can be seen. You can get pigmented ones where you have to be very wary of melanoma. You can get hypertrophic ones as well where they're more raised. Again, you have to be a bit more wary there as well. You've obviously got your cutaneous horns, so that should be something that should really trigger alarm bells. You've got lichenoid versions, and then you've got actinic keratosis as well, which is actinic keratosis, which can affect the lips. Now, treatment can be managed or can occur in primary care, but the choice of treatment for an actinic keratosis very much depends on how many they are, what type of area it is covered, and what type of field change is present as well. So this pod's obviously been around the clinical features of actinic keratosis, and I'm sure all of us have seen an actinic keratosis, but you should definitely check out PCDS, which is the Primary Care Dermatologist Society, for more information about the treatment of actinic keratosis, but also looking at Bowen's disease as well, which could be a differential for actinic keratosis, but Bowen's disease is another pre-malignant lesion that we should be wary of, especially as GPs, but also for the AKT as well. This podcast is hosted by wellmedic.co.uk. We help GP trainees pass the AKT.